Unbelievable. Michigan State falls to 7-5, bottom feeder Purdue, 55-54. We're going to recap the loss, talk about everything moving forward, and the brutal stretch Michigan State has moving forward now. Next. Travion Williams lit up the Spartans for 24 points in the second half. After going for only 2 in the first half, he finished the game with 26 points. And obviously, as you guys saw, the game winner, which was, you know, a 3-footer. But I've seen a lot of fans tonight question, yell, just get frustrated at the refs. And I'll be the first to admit, they were very bad tonight. I'm not saying they weren't bad for Purdue, but they just called too many fouls overall. Yes, I want to get that out of the way first. But let me be very clear. The refs didn't lose this game tonight for Michigan State. The coaching staff lost this game. This is probably one of the most piss-poor performances from not only the players, but the coaching staff as a whole. What we saw in the second half, it's got to be up there with Izzo's top 5 worst performances as head coach of Michigan State. And I, you guys can debate me on that all you want. I mean, the last 10 minutes, you know, they ended up scoring more points in the second half. But up until the 12-minute mark, they had, like, what, 5 points? And then the rest ended up being, you know, they made a shit ton of free throws at the end. But I think they had a stretch where, guys, they had 0 field goals in 12 and a half minutes. I mean, I don't know. The defense has been locked down. There's nothing, no complaints there for me. It's been absolutely incredible the last 3 games. But the Spartans have lost 4 out of their last 6 now. They sit at 8-4 overall, 2-4 in the Big Ten. So I'm not saying the Big Ten title hopes are over, but they're slimming down by the day, guys. That win would have, you know, helped their chances a lot. It would have put us at 3-3. We would have been tied with at least 4 teams for that. But obviously, you guys saw Michigan still leading the conference 5-0. I don't really care about winning the regular season. I'm just pointing it out for those that wonder how far down. We're far down, guys. 2-4 with a brutal stretch coming up. As I told you in the last podcast, we play at Iowa. If the team's scoring 54 points, they're not beating Iowa. I don't care how good your defense is. Luka Garza is averaging half of that. He's averaging half of 54. And you think you're going to go beat Iowa playing like that on offense? Hell no. After Iowa, you still got Ohio State. You still got Michigan twice. You got to play Rutgers at their place. Still got to play a top 12 Illinois squad. Indiana, who's beat our asses the last 3 years. I know they're not great, but they always seem to beat us. They always show up when they play us. So this team has a huge hurdle to overcome. You know, going into the week, and not that it matters at all, I shouldn't even be pointing this out, but before they beat Rutgers, they were like a 7 seed. So just to get your, you know, mind on the March Madness, for those that keep DMing me and asking about if I think we're going to make it, you know, they were a 7 seed, guys, and dropping these games to teams they shouldn't be losing to. You know, I know the line was only 6 points, but Purdue's 7-5. The last 3 games they've lost have all been close losses, but you look at the final scores, they're giving up 80, high 70s. Michigan State just lays naked, puts up 54. But another thing I want to get into, guys, is I'm really getting sick and tired of seeing Tom Izzo bitch at the refs all game long. Excuse my language, but I don't really get pissed off at a lot of things. But I'm just getting tired of seeing him bitch out the refs for 40 minutes a night every goddamn game that we're losing. And I can't imagine how – and I love Tom Izzo, guys. I think he's one of the greatest coaches to ever do it. But I'm getting so tired of just his inability to put a consistent lineup. You know, I don't know how – if it's his stubbornness. I don't know what it is, guys, but his lineups this entire year have been atrocious, to be nice about it. I mean, Bingham's been playing bad all year, but tonight he played probably the best half as a Michigan State Spartan that first half. And he only played like 5 minutes probably. He had 4 blocks, and then you didn't see him at all in the second half. Like, at all. And I understand you not wanting to throw him out there for stretches where you're trying to score. Just say, I don't know, if they foul, you're trying to go to the line. I get that. But there's no reason he shouldn't be in there the last play of that game. You know, you have Hauser on him, who's been awful the whole game defensively. He can guard Travion. You saw that. And I guess you were banking on him missing the free throws because his percentage was 47%. I mean, he shot 80% from the line. Of course, it had to be against us. It always happens. But nonetheless, I don't know why he's not on the floor. He should be telling Izzo, coach, put me out there. You know, I had four blocks in literally 30 seconds. It might have been more, but it wasn't much. So I'm just getting super irritated with that. Another thing I wanted to point out about the lineups, and you guys can take this with a grain of salt. I know I'm going to have a lot of people message me after this, but, and I'm not saying Izzo's done. No, no, don't go off and say I'm telling you that. But I am questioning his stubbornness. You know, I told a few people when D'Antonio was, you know, before, obviously way before he retired, but you saw his last 2 years where the program just kept, and I know we're not nearly in that situation. I'm not saying that. But it's reminding me a lot of D'Antonio with the stubbornness part of it, if you guys know what I mean. And I don't know if this is going to continue for the year, but I'm getting sick and tired of hearing the excuses from Izzo. I'm sorry, guys. I know someone had to say it, but I'm really getting sick and tired of it. I watch all these press conference post-game press conferences. We get our ass whooped by Minnesota. And Izzo's saying, I don't know what he's, something about like, oh, the defense wasn't that bad. Gave up 85 points. I mean, sooner or later, you got to say, look, we played awful. We got to improve. You gotta pull a Stan Van Gundy like he did the other night. Just ripped his defense on live TV. I'm not saying go that far, but you got to hold this team to a certain discipline sooner or later. And I feel as if Izzo probably does do that, but it's more blame and point fingers at the officials or some bullshit every game. Like, oh, you know, we turned it over 10 times. That was the reason we lost. No, it wasn't. You couldn't score a field goal in 13 minutes. I don't care if you turned it over 5 times or 50. Yeah, I get it. Turnovers do lose you games. But sooner or later, you got to start scoring the ball. And you got to stop fouling the other team. Like, we want to sit here and blame the refs for calling more fouls on us or whatever the case may be. You're still doing dumb fouls. You're getting called for, you know, 15 moving screens and all these bullshit, like posting up down low in the offense. I'm going to say most of those are probably fouls. Some of the out of bounds, like that last play, I don't think was a foul, but I don't know what Rocket was doing there. But that, I just wanted to clear that up with. It's really getting on my nerves. Now, you guys are going to probably get tired of me rambling, so I'll talk about the season moving forward. 8-4, guys. Obviously, the tournament hopes, none of that shit is out of sight. We're 8-4. You know, we have 2 good wins already on our resume. But I question how far this team legitimately can go if it makes March Madness. You know, the Big Ten, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's, you know, the Pac-12 for football. The Big Ten's really good, guys. There's 7 or 8 teams that are ranked. It's probably the best it's ever been. I'd say in the 2000s, I mean, maybe you guys can correct me, but I don't think it's ever been this good where outside of maybe Penn State and Nebraska, I mean, every other team legitimately is a competitor where every night you got to worry about playing them. That's never been the case. So why I bring that up is every game is going to be like this, guys, where you go into the game going, you know, sweating it out, being like, is tonight the night? This team, obviously, I don't mean to keep bringing up Michigan, but they're not going to be like that where they're just running teams off the floor. It's not, you've already seen enough games to realize that's not how this team is. I talked to David, who you guys follow on Twitter. I don't, you know, I'm not on there, but I talked to David a lot, and he's even bringing up the point that this team has to win by defense. And as crazy as that sounds, that's where we are this year, guys. The defense has been great all year. Just I don't want to say can't consistently score, but I think it's more on the lineup management. They can't get a consistent lineup out there. One game, Sissoko looks great. One game, Kithier looks good. The other game, he looks like his freshman self. One game, Rocket plays good. And then you have games like tonight where, although he did score whatever, 9 or 10 points, he makes those stupid turnovers in the end every time. Like that last play of him trying to draw the foul. Like, just catch the ball, dude. Catch the ball. You don't need to try to. And I bet Izzo's telling him that. But just stupid shit. The floaters. I mean, I don't know, guys. The only consistent player we've had really is Henry. Hauser was great in the beginning, great. Now he's just been mediocre at best. You know, he was kind of a no-show until the last 5 minutes. He hit a big three. He had some clutch free throws, but his defense was pathetic, to say the least. I think he would admit that. And, you know, Hoggard's still going through growing pains. You know, he's obviously been, he should start a point guard, but you saw this, some shot selections he had with a few floaters, few three balls he missed, which I'm not saying those are bad shots, but I mean, if you're not hitting them, I wouldn't keep shooting them, you know, if that's not your strong suit. But other than that, guys, I mean, there's not really much else to say besides this team needs to turn it on quick. Excuse me, they need to turn on fast, and it needs to be quick. Because if they don't, they're going to find themselves in unfamiliar territory very quick. And you guys might say, well, they already are in. I'm not going to disagree with you there. But I'm not counting them out yet just because of Izzo's track record. You know, I mean, 2 years ago, this team lost, and I know it was a very different team, obviously, but they lost three straight, and they ended up going to the Final Four. Not saying that's going to happen this year, but I'm just saying I'm not counting them out yet. Not saying, you know, oh, they're not a tournament team. No, I'm not going there as of yet. Come maybe ask me that question next month, but as of now, I need to see, we all need to see major improvement from this team to be a believer. And until that, we just got to hope every game, just hope. It's crazy I'm saying hope, but there's no other word really to say besides lock up defensively how they have, and somehow you got to figure out you have to run the offense through Aaron Henry. Purdue did a great job at planning for him this game. I know the announcers were saying that early on, but I don't know. Langford was great tonight. Can't be playing him that many minutes, though. You know, he's coming off that injury. Playing him 30 minutes is not going to work come tournament time. Just down the stretch, regardless of the tournament. But other than that, that's all I have. If you guys have any questions about anything, just DM me. If you have any thoughts on the podcast, anything else you'd like me to talk about, shoot me a message. But other than that, that's all I got for tonight. Thank you all, and go green.